You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Today, Jazzed in Blue profiles Verano and their new release, Jazz Samba Project. Stick around for more. Jazzed in Blue is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host Brian Lush and the music is out there, and today I'm thrilled to be welcoming back some old friends of mine from the Washington, D.C. area. They are called Verano and they're back with a brand new CD called Jazz Samba Project. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Ken Avis and Lynn Verano of Verano regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From their CD Jazz Samba Project, here is Verano with their take on the Bob Marley classic, Waiting in Vain.
Because
From their new CD Jazz Samba project, that was Verano with Waiting in Vain. Visit the band at their official website, www.veranomusic.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Ken Avis and Lynn Verano of Verano regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
You got an amazing CD here, both of you, and like I said, I didn't expect you guys to have something out so soon after Joie de Vivre, so talk about what inspired this CD.
Well, Joie de Vivre turned one just last week, so it's still, you know, it's still our baby, but soon after Joie de Vivre, we started working on Jazz Samba Project, because some of these songs have been with us for a while. In fact, there's some bossa nova material on Joie de Vivre. And it occurred to us that beautiful Jazz Samba album had been recorded in Washington, D.C. 50 years ago in February. And so we decided to embark on a exploration and revisit of the album.
Is this true, Ken?
We didn't want to miss that 50-year mark, you know?
I see. And how long did it take you guys to get into the studio and get it recorded?
That was pretty fast. We've been doing a lot of research over the year as well, so we really looked into the background of this. We got to speak to Buddy Deppenschmidt and to Joe Bird, who were the only two remaining musicians from that original session, and did video interviews with them, because we're going to put out a series of movies shortly as well. So when we actually went into the studio, we spent 2 days recording it pretty much live in the studio, but we added the percussion from Alejandro Lucini and trombone separately, partly because the studio just wasn't big enough to hold us all.
Got several months though to develop the material, learn some of the songs from the original Jazz Samba album, and then work on this concept that we wanted to tackle, which was not to copy Jazz Samba literally, but to explore that album as a starting point, and then think of 50 years since, what influence has bossa nova had in our environment and on our sonic landscape. So we decided to paint a picture, if you may, of several songs selected outside of the genre and adapted to the bossa nova style, and songs that were also what's the word I'm looking for? That came after bossa nova, that were like a direct lineage, if you may, from bossa nova. And then, like we did on Joie de Vivre, there's an original composition also by David Rosenblatt, our guitarist.
I see. And talk about some of the songs that you picked that weren't really samba songs, but like for instance, Bob Marley's "Waiting in Vain." What drew you to want to do this sort of spin on that particular song?
Well, that particular song is one of my all-time favorites, and it's been with me for a very long time. We've done it in different arrangements over the years, and different bands, also smaller groups, bigger groups, and it was just that, you know, light bulb goes up, and we thought, what if it worked? What if we could put a bossa nova rhythm to that song, and just slightly rearrange the lyrical feel. And, I don't know if you've heard it yet, but I think it works. We like it a lot. You know, what we did is we took all the songs to our live performances and see how we could deliver the songs, and also watch the reaction. And that song in particular gets a lot of reaction. People really, really dig it.
We had a very cool night playing that song once, and we saw somebody in front of us holding up a cell phone And it turned out after the show that these people were connected to the Marley family in Jamaica and were contacting the Marley family to say, listen to this, waiting in vain.
Wow.
That's a true story. Well, that's what it told us. That's the true part of the story, at least.
I see. And talk about some of your other bandmates here. I mean, you've talked about them before, but you know, what do you think they brought to the recording this time around? You know, since you were tackling samba rather than, you know, the other sort of jazz that you're known for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this album you mentioned, Brian. Wow, that's pretty fast to get out a second album within 1 year. And part of the reason we did it, and we've lost a lot of sleep doing it, is because it's such a personal album. So we were literally sitting in rehearsal one night when Pete Wolby, the drummer, who's quite a jazz historian, suddenly said, "Do you know, it's 50 years since Jazz Samba was recorded, and it was recorded in Washington, D.C., which is pretty much our hometown now." And we said, wow, well, that's phenomenal. So we started to look into it, largely at his suggestion. So he was a direct catalyst for us doing this. And Pete had grown up listening to this album as a kid in Monterey, California. And he described perfectly that he would be sitting in his parents' house and he learned to thread the reel-to-reel tape recorder, which is what they had this album on one of the big old reel-to-reels. And so it was just very much living in his memory, and it's one of his favorite albums. And that's a story we've had many times from audiences as well, who seem to either say, "What is that music? We recognize it, it's good." That's the kind of 20-odd-year-olds will say that. Or the 40 to 50-year-olds will say, "I grew up with this music playing in my parents' home." And the 60-year-olds plus are saying, I was sitting at a swimming pool when I met my wife listening to this music. So it's kind of transgenerational. So that was Pete's key involvement to it. David Rosenblatt is just a gift for doing Brazilian music. David, at the age of 5, lived in Rio. He's from Arizona, but his father had a job in Rio, and he grew up and loved the acoustic guitar music there. That's what actually got him playing guitar. And he subsequently went back to Rio in his 20s with a scholarship to study guitar in Brazil. He's married to a Brazilian woman, he's absolutely fluent in Portuguese. He might as well be Brazilian, but he's hanging on to his US passport for the time being.
I see. And since the establishment of Verano, what's been the biggest surprise for you guys? What's happened since the establishment of this unit that you didn't expect to happen?
But it's been a roller coaster. It's been 2 years since the band's been together, and the first album, which you were kind enough to feature, made it into the top 10 of the US Jazz Week World Music Chart and got played all around the world. We've been getting fans from over 100 countries hitting the website. We toured the UK last year, we toured Canada. In our local area of Washington, we've had 6 Whammy Awards. That's the kind of Washington version of a Grammy for that album and for live performances. So the appeal of the music we're doing, which is incredibly eclectic, and Lynn always says we choose the songs that we love,
mm-hmm.
and it's very diverse from our diverse backgrounds. Lynn from Quebec and myself from England, and David's Brazilian influence. And yet that eclecticism seems to be working for us. It's the reactions have been fantastic.
Yeah, that's what's really fun is that there seems to be a space for us and acceptance for what we do and the way we do it. We're not tied to a genre or a definition or a label. We're kind of within a jazz genre that's open-minded and flexible, and we like to experiment and play around. And that's what's really meaningful to us, and people accept that. People like it, and and respond to it. So that's been a wonderful surprise.
Visit Verano at their official website, www.veranomusic.com. From their CD Jazz Samba project, here is Verano once again with Meditation.
I just think of you, and the thought of you holding me near makes my loneliness soon disappear. Sadness that missing you brings soon is gone, and this heart of mine sings. Yes, I love you so, and that for me is all I need to know. From out of the sky, what else can I do? I will wait for you, meditating how sweet life will be when you come back.
Listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks.
Even a man who's pure at heart and says his prayers by night may become...
Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, the Dance Hall Pimps, and their new release, Beast for Love. From swampy garage rock to New Orleans-styled rags and romp, the Dance Hall Pimps have what it takes to get your ass on the dance floor with songs such as Beast for Love, Mommy Was a Zombie, and Heartbreak of Dawn.
Oh, Mommy
Beast for Love, the new album from the Dancehall Pimps, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.dancehallpimps.com.
He was a beast for love. All the monsters died that way.
Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Rockwired Media proudly presents the premier edition of our online publication, Rockwired Magazine. Get the stories behind the music of today's independent recording artists and get to know some of the industry's leading entrepreneurs and visionaries. The premier issue features exclusive interviews with Janis, Edge of Paradise, Lisa Hilton, and Nake Nulawalu. Rockwired Magazine, available exclusively at rockwired.com.
We didn't get much further than a shoebox for a home. And I'm at-
Save your neck. Save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Verano and their brand new release, Jazz Samba Project. Rockwired had a chance to get reacquainted with Ken Avis and Lynn Verano regarding their brand new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
The Washington, D.C. Has this remarkable, you know, jazz scene. And describe being a band within this scene. Is it easy? Is it difficult? Is it, you know, supportive? You tell me.
Oh yeah, I'd say it's very supportive. There's a wealth of fantastic musicians here. There's a lot of folks who are affiliated with the Army, the Navy. Lots of music schools, of course, all around town, and the jazz scene, you know, it's not New York, but the jazz scene is very much alive. You get folks who are very young. There's like the Capital Bop here. I don't know if you've heard of that blog, which keeps very active and keeps an eye out for new and upcoming jazz talent. And the folks at Capital Bop are very young themselves. They're in their 20s, very enthusiastic. And you've got that panoply of artists who are just starting out and veteran artists that make it for a really, really rich environment. We collaborate with a lot of people outside of the band, and the support is great.
And it's a thriving and eclectic scene as well. There was a Women in Jazz series recently. Just in the last few months, we've had the Women in Jazz series, a month-long festival of Duke Ellington at the Strathmore Music Center in the D.C. area. We're talking to somebody just today about the first Washington, D.C. Django Fest. So there's that variety of music happening here. And one of the most incredible things recently is the Howard Theatre on New Street has just reopened. Now, Howard Theatre it used to be called the Black Broadway New Street, and the Howard is where people like Duke Ellington started to play in the 40s and 50s, and Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday, and people played there. And then going into the 60s, it was the place where people like Marvin Gaye, who was also a DC born musician, Marvin Gaye played there, Aretha Franklin, all kinds of people. But we had the riots in DC in the 60s, and the doors of the Howard Theatre closed for over 40 years, and now it's been refurbished and bringing great artists back. So the venues are opening up as well. You know, it is becoming the U Street corridor, which was blighted by the riots, is very vibrant now, and a lot of music there. It's a great place.
And it's rechristened itself unofficially the Jazz District, DC Jazz District. So it's kind of fun to see all of the energy, you know, in that part of town.
Well, what's next musically for Verano? I mean, you know, you've released a CD in the space of a year following your last release. So, what's next for the band?
Well, yeah. Well, what's immediately next? This Sunday we are doing a Jazz Samba anniversary event, and we're actually going back to All Souls Church, which is where Stan Getz and Charlie Bird recorded Jazz Samba in 1962. So we're actually going to do the concert there, followed by an expert panel discussion, because there's so much to talk about when you talk about that album, Jazz Samba, and what happened after it. So that's the immediate future. We've been joking about what next. I mean, I desperately want to do an album of holiday songs, and the rest of the band are not as keen as me. I've always loved holiday songs. You know, I was brought up listening to Brenda Lee's Christmas album. We've also been talking about, at some stage, doing some Burt Bacharach music, which again is that kind of 60s vibe, because a lot of our music is retro in that sense. And we've been writing more and more material, so we're hoping to do... We've got plans for about the next 3 or 4 albums.
I mean, there's no lack of ideas in the band right now. But, I mean, what's certain is, like, we very much work as a band, so we get together and we pull the ideas together and see what leads us and what, you know, what comes of the stuff that we play. So we'll actually try out songs and see what works and doesn't work. But there's definitely more bossa nova or samba in our immediate future. Just it really has struck a chord with everybody in the band that this is something that suits us, that we like, and that well, we think we do justice to it. We hope so, anyway.
Yeah, there's a band in Scotland called Salsa Celtica, who I heard a while ago, and they merge salsa music with Celtic music, so they've got fiddles, accordions, lots of percussion and singing in Spanish, and I keep on saying to the band, let's do some real merges, let's try and do 17th century English folk music mixed with jazz or something like that. I'm ready to do some hybrid.
Visit the band at their official website, www.veranomusic.com. From their CD Jazz Samba project, here is Verano once more with One Note Samba.
Just a little samba built upon a single note. Other notes above. notice, no notice the consequence of the note we've just been through. Cause I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk and just say nothing, or nearly nothing. I have used up all the skills I know, and in the end I've come to nothing, or nearly nothing. Come back to my first note, as I must come back to you.
That's going to do it for this edition of Jazzed in Blue. A special thanks goes out to Ken Avis and Lynn Verano for their time and, more importantly, the music. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Jazzed in Blue is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.